What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two, and we're talking with Al in Canada. And again, the way you quit smoking is definitely much safer. And I don't know what the laws are in Canada about truth in advertising, whether you get the rapidly talking voice at the end of the commercial saying adverse effects can include dying. But we do down here in the U.S. And it's amazing to me that people can listen to those and still go to their doctor and say, ooh, I want to try this. I want to try this. But I think Canada and the United States are two out of just a handful of countries around the world that allow advertising for prescription medications in mass media, as opposed to allowing the doctors to basically do what they think is best.
True enough. You know, Mike, I got to be honest with you. I haven't had programming in over 15 years. I don't know what's happening right now. But I do remember before that, yeah, we did have that very fast talking. Just quickly, on the CBC, the state-sponsored propaganda website, that, of course, you know, $30 for every man, woman, and child gets contributed to, they are running a story on the Florida shooter. And, of course, if you read the comments, all the left-wingers are out there saying we have to take away those guns. We have to take away those guns. Because, I mean, after all, you know, if it weren't for the fact that, you know, I don't have any knives in this house to cut any meat, I wouldn't be able to eat. You know, I mean, this makes no sense at all to a person like me.
No, it isn't. The Liberal Democrats want to disarm everybody because of all these mass shootings, which is kind of weird when you consider that the overwhelming majority of these mass shooters are themselves Democrats.
Liberals.
Maybe instead of banning guns, we should ban Democrats.
That's probably been posted in the comments section, and it probably was content disabled, because I'm going to tell you right now, Mike, that website is probably the most censored website that I've ever seen in my life. And sometimes they do the cleanse hours later. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just to make it look good. Anyway, I don't want to take up more of your time. I love hearing your stories. And that look that you gave when that guy said, hey, let me finish, it was just classic. I howl. Thank you very much, Mike.
Well, you're welcome very much here. And that caller was clearly intending to take the heat and focus off the big pharmaceutical corporations. And we have talked about alcohol and tobacco on the show many times. But in the context of the mass shootings, there is a link. And we do need to acknowledge it. And I'm rather encouraged to see a lot more people and a lot more articles following this Florida shooting saying there is something going on here. Somebody just sent me another article. I think we linked to this one yesterday. This was in the New American. From Prozac to Parkland, are psychiatric drugs causing mass shootings? Yeah, they are. So anyway, getting on back to the news. As you know, there are some dramatic new developments in the Michael Flynn case that may lead to some real surprises. And Judge Emmett Sullivan, who's got a reputation as being a straight shooter, has issued an order in United States versus Flynn, which has gone pretty much unnoticed by the corporate media. But basically, it's this. He is compelling special counsel Robert Mueller's team to provide Flynn's attorneys all exculpatory evidence involved. And then further, the judge has ordered Mueller's team to provide all evidence to the judge, even if Mueller's team thought it was not relevant, and the judge will review it and see what's actually there. And so what he's done is he's removed Robert Mueller's ability to try and shape the story on the basis of the available evidence. There could be evidence there of serious wrongdoing, of actual entrapment of Michael Flynn. And Mueller just says, well, it's not relevant, and so I'm going to withhold it from Michael Flynn's attorneys. And Judge Sullivan is not going to let him get away with that. So there may be some interesting developments coming on out of that particular case. And again, it looks like Flynn is withdrawing his guilty plea and saying, yeah, it's time to go to trial here. that he may have been entrapped and maneuvered. Now, Sessions is out there. He's drawing a lot of criticism from a lot of people saying, why isn't this guy doing something? He's just as bad as Loretta Lynch. There's all this crime going on around, and he's doing nothing about it. So now Attorney General Jeff Sessions is saying the Justice Department will investigate the accuracy of the information the FBI submitted before the 2016 election about the dossier damaging to Donald Trump to obtain a warrant to surveil a campaign advisor and various other people as well. And Sessions is saying this will be investigated and looked at. And I'm sure he's going to look really, really hard. He's going to look really hard. May take a long time, could be years, but he's going to look. He's another Loretta Lynch. Which gets me to another story. Larry Klayman has now launched a petition drive, and we put a link to it on whatreallyhappened.com. And it's a petition calling on the president to fire Attorney General Sessions and appoint Larry Klayman as special counsel. I think Larry Klayman would make a great attorney general. So this is really a good idea. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And now it's time to look at the war zones, emphasis on the plural, and that's something else that is being ignored by the corporate media while they cover the Florida shooting. So Syrian government forces have entered Afrin. At the moment, Turkey seems to have pulled back a little bit, but some of the Turkish forces are apparently still over the line in Syria near Afrin. They're not shelling out this huge bombardment they did the first day. I think Putin called Erdogan and basically yanked his leash. Said, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. Meanwhile, over in eastern Ghouta, 250 civilians killed. Now, this is a suburb of Damascus. So there's some intense fighting going on over there as well. Now, everybody is going on back to Iran. The Iran deal is bad. The Iran deal is this. The Iran deal is that. And, you know, we shouldn't have conceded leaving the missiles out of the Iran nuclear deal. Well, you wouldn't be able to call it a nuclear deal if the missiles were in there. But former Secretary of State John Kerry is out there saying it was not a concession. It was strategic thinking in terms of what would Iran be willing to go for, and we felt that throwing the missiles in there would be the deal breaker. Well, the current U.S. State Department is out there issuing a new ultimatum on the Iran nuclear deal to Washington's major allies in Europe, demanding, not asking, demanding that Germany, Britain, and France commit themselves to altering the agreement along the lines demanded by Donald Trump or face its unilateral abrogation by the United States. Now, remember, all these other countries that signed the P5+1 deal, they're perfectly happy with it. It's working. Iran is not building nuclear weapons. They're not highly enriching uranium. They're sending the uranium for their power stations, I think up to Russia to get it refined. They're playing by the rules. But now Donald Trump is out there saying, no, we got to get the missiles because Iran is dangerous. Iran is deadly. Really? I'm sorry. Who is it who's been all over the Middle East bombing the heck out of everybody? If it isn't the U.S., it's Israel. Iran is peaceful. They just want to be left alone. And like every other country on Earth, the only reason they wanted long-range missiles and nuclear weapons is to deter invasion. And they're seeing this repeat pattern coming out of the United States of getting a country to surrender its weapons of deterrence and then invading. And they don't want to do that. Now, the big problem right now that Trump and Netanyahu have is how to greatly expand the war in Syria all over the Middle East without having a justifiable reason to do so. Nobody's believing the nonsense about nuclear weapons anymore. Nobody believes about Assad and his sarin gas anymore. People in Israel and people in the United States of America are sick and tired of war. They're sick and tired of their young ones coming home killed and crippled. They're sick and tired of the wartime economy. We're well aware none of these nations being attacked represent a threat to the United States other than in the economic sense. And we do not want to spill the blood of our children or anybody else's children just to make some banker happy. Now, as you know, North Korea and South Korea have been talking very nice. They got along together at the Olympics. But despite that, the U.S. is apparently pushing to have more joint drills with the South Korean military as soon as the Olympics are over. They want to go back to rattling the sabers and provoking Kim Jong-un. And it's possibly for that very reason. North Korea had actually agreed to a meeting with Vice President Michael Pence, who went to the Olympics originally saying, I don't want to talk to them. But apparently there was a charm offensive and there was a meeting. But all of a sudden, North Korea has bailed on that. They may just simply realize it's pointless to talk to the United States of America. You can't trust anything this government says. Meanwhile, the United States, Japan, India, and Australia are joining forces against China's One Road, One Belt project. Now, considering that this, the New Silk Road doesn't go through the U.S., doesn't go through Japan, doesn't go through India, doesn't go through Australia, you'd have to wonder why they're so upset. Well, the reason is very simple. This One Belt, One Road project is going to make it faster and much less expensive to ship manufactured goods from Asia to Europe. And that is going to cut into the profits of cargo shipping. And the U.S. has cargo shipping companies. Japan has cargo shipping companies. India has cargo shipping companies. And so does Australia. These governments do not want to see any progress. They want to keep the world the way it is to maximize their profitability. Now, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas did a speech before the United Nations Security Council calling for Palestinian statehood. A lot of other countries have recognized the state of Palestine. And then he probably prudently walked on out before Nikki Haley could get up and issue a rebuttal to his speech. Now, getting on down to Israel itself, things are really heating up around Netanyahu, which is good because he's corrupt and he needs to come down, but it's bad because it makes him more desperate to get a major war going as a media distraction. But apparently, the communications ministry senior official, who's now suspended, Shlomo Filber, has now officially signed a state witness agreement with law enforcement to testify against Netanyahu. And the deal apparently excludes any actual jail time. So he's turned state's evidence here. And this has led other observers, like even Haaretz, is saying, we're in the final days of Benjamin Netanyahu's rule. The police commissioner is not afraid of the prime minister. And now the Ministry of Communications has crossed the line to turn against him. Over at Ynet News, they're saying, Gabby to Labor, Netanyahu era has ended. Prepare for snap elections. And that would be a good thing. I'd like to see Netanyahu come down. The worrying factor, of course, is who is going to replace him? Somebody who's a moderate or somebody who's just a militant hardliner. We could wind up with somebody even worse than Netanyahu was. All right, let's take another phone call. Sean in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Is there really this many people out here calling for the gun control as the solution to school shootings? It's all over the news. That's all they talk about.
Well, that's their job, is to sell you this agenda. But apparently it's falling on deaf ears. The Florida legislature just voted down an attempt to ban assault weapons within the state. At the same session, they also passed a law saying that porn is a threat to public health. So I don't know what they're thinking is. But again, I think more and more people, If they don't understand that these are staged incidents to serve the gun grabber agenda, I think more and more people are now aware. There's something else going on. It's not a gun issue. It's a mental health issue. And these prescription psychiatric drugs are very, very dangerous.
Yeah, that's all you see. You see all these protests of these people marching with signs, get rid of the guns, ban the guns. And I find it hard to believe that there's that many people out there that are that stupid to think that removing guns is going to make us any safer. It does the exact opposite. And it makes me mad because these people are asking to take my freedom to protect my children away from me.
Well, these are not ordinary citizens. These are rent-a-mobs. There are public relations companies where their entire business is assembling a bunch of actors. You see their ads in Craigslist. You know, come be part of a protest, $30 for the day plus a box lunch. And they print up the signs and they hand them on out, and the people will go on out and they'll say, hey, I'm actually an actor. I'm on TV. Ban the guns, ban the guns. They don't care what they're talking about. They're there for the money.
I just really hope people don't buy into the propaganda of this, because it's just...
I don't think they are. The gun sales are up. Gun sales have gone through the roof.
You know, and anybody questioning it, all they need to do is ask themselves. I mean, it's so evident this government wants our guns very bad. And this is the scariest thought about it. Just ask yourself why. Why do they want the gun? What do they want to do? That's a scary thought.
Well, could be a whole bunch of things. Higher taxes, a military draft to fuel the wars. I mean, the American people are fed up. I get phone calls and emails all the time from people saying, I'm tired of waiting. Something has to be done. And I'm sure the government is monitoring that kind of traffic. And you also need to remember that in the history of the 20th century, every genocide committed against people was preceded by a gun ban on the targeted population. Now, right now, we're seeing in our society, white heterosexual males are under social attack. And as that last caller said, it always seems to be, for the most part, white males that are being used for these mass shootings. And so are they going to start saying, well, it's time to get rid of all the white males for the new world order? You can't rule it out, not with this government.
You know what? You're 100% right. That's factual. Every single time that a nation has been disarmed by their government, 100% of the time, genocide followed it.
Yes.
And yeah, that's what you're hearing. The white man's bad now. So you can imagine what's going to go on if they ever grab our arms for any reason. I've called before. I know you disagree with this, but I've stressed my opinion that sometimes I believe we have already crossed the threshold of using our firearms for the reason intended. And this government, in my opinion, has pushed us beyond that point. And
well,
I don't know how long it's
going to... I'm hearing that more and more every day.
I mean, maybe we need to do something to accelerate, because this government is collapsing.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, I really do think if there's something the American people can do to speed this up, it would be better. Less people would die than just sitting around and waiting for it to fall on themselves, because they're going absolutely nuts in this slow motion fall that they're in. And that's all I got to say.
Like I said, I'm hearing that. I'm getting emails on that. And, of course, avoiding revolution and civil war and avoiding World War III were my goals for these last several years. And so I'm feeling a sense of personal failure here, that this cannot be stopped. I'm also feeling a sense of personal failure that despite all the smoke and mirrors that we're seeing in Washington, D.C., these corrupt and guilty people are still walking free. It's very frustrating, and it's very angering. Sean, we're going to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We have another caller waiting after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And if you would like to help keep Republic Broadcasting on the air, the postal address where you can send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to call on in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And folks, I cannot tell you how desperate the situation is here at Republic Broadcasting. We really need you to make an effort to support us, because if we don't get some donations coming on in, we're going to have to sell the control room crew for medical experiments. So we're going to go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, that last caller, yeah, you don't want to accelerate anything against them. You want to let them take the first strike. But one thing you can do and continue doing is, like, listening to independent, because that's what they fear. You know, you, if they get cut off from their propaganda machine, you know, the majority of people don't believe them, and the battle's half won, you know?
Well, the model that I like to use is that of Gandhi when he got the British out of India, nonviolent non-cooperation. And it took time, and it ultimately did work. There were violent episodes along the way. Amritsar, the massacre at Amritsar, for example. But it's a far better way of approaching it than a civil war or a revolution. And I'm not ready to cross that line. I refuse to go there. Unfortunately, I'm not able, apparently, to stop the people who want to cross that line. They're going to have to walk around me.
But that's the problem, though, Mike, because they'll make Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and Jesus look like mass murderers as long as you got this propaganda machine. So you got to get rid of the propaganda machine. You know, you got to get rid of the media. You got to, you know, the government won't have a mouthpiece without them. You know?
Well, we don't need. We can't get rid of the corporate media, but we've already cut into their credibility. And everything that they're doing right now, like YouTube deleting CBS News videos that are proving to be embarrassing to the official story for Florida, only magnifies the public's mistrust of corporate media.
Yeah, I didn't mean get rid of them. I just like tune out. You know, majority of people need to tune out.
They are. Their audience numbers are in the Al-Qaeda. Our numbers are going up. It's like on that promo message you just heard where, they're starting to openly attack the independent media. They're hacking servers, they're hacking websites, they're trying to figure out ways they can change copyright laws so that we are not allowed to have access to information to share with our audience. And they're obviously scared. If there's one victory that we can already point to for the independent media, it is that we have taken away the government and the corporate media's ability to lie to the public with impunity. They can't do it anymore. The American people are very distrustful, and they ought to be. A skeptical people is a free people.
Well, Mike, I just want to say also, like with Fox News, it's another side of the same coin. So people just, you know, Fox News is the same as CNN. It's just, you know, it's opposite propaganda. So people need to do their own research, listen to you, you know. It doesn't only take that long to do your own research, you know. In a half an hour, you can learn everything what's going on in the world, pretty much, you know.
Pretty much.
Hey, Mike, did you hear about in Germany this guy came from Syria, one of the refugees, has two wives and six kids, and they're all, like, on assistance, and he got another wife in Syria. Like, in Germany's finished, France is finished. I mean, how can you keep that up long-term, you know, like...
You can't.
It's overwhelming the
you
system.
Can't.
Like, you know,
it is overwhelming the system. You know, George Soros has caused incalculable damage with this idea of a new world order global government. And he's oblivious to it. No matter what happens, no matter how many people are raped or killed or injured, you know, it's just part of the price that we have to pay for this dream of the new world order. And he's oblivious. This is a guy who helped Nazis, you know, hunt down and catch fellow Jews. And he feels no guilt about it.
And he looks 200 years old.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, I keep thinking one of these days maybe his heart will attack him and we won't have to deal with this nonsense anymore.
And, Mike, I want to switch to, if I have time, to the Belt and the Road. I think Australia, majority of their mining, the Chinese own. So Australia must be playing a double game, you know, and India is nowhere near.
They're probably responding to U.S. Pressure, arm twisting, because I think these countries would rather not get involved in a potential war with China. But the U.S. is going around basically trying to build a new coalition to go against China. Anyway, listen, we got to take another break for commercials. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after we're done with these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And, I think probably that Japan and Australia and India went along with this more out of response to U.S. pressure than a desire to go to war against China, although things have been very tense against India and China for quite some time now.
Well, India would lose again because, let me tell you, India, they don't even have really as good as, nowhere near as infrastructure built up as like China. Their GDP every year is not 7% like China. And if you look at Japan, Mike, they're stuck in the 90s still. I mean, they've been printing money since the 90s. You know, they're never getting out of it. You know, they're going deeper. I mean, is that the three competitors, of, you know, plus the U.S. against the Belt and the Road? There's no competition, and the Belt and the Road is way far superior. I mean, throw in China's mass, 85% manufacturing of the world. You know, they're a creditor nation. They're not a debtor nation. So, I mean, there's really no competition. I don't think they really have anything to worry about with the Belt and the Road.
You mean China doesn't have anything to worry about? Well, if it comes to a shooting war, I imagine that there'll be an effort to basically bomb the existing portion of it, just crater it like with Durandals or something.
And Mike, real quick, I want to switch. Did you talk about an aide to Netanyahu flipping. Did you hear anything about
that? Yeah, okay. he signed the state's witness agreement. He's going to avoid any jail time, and he will testify against Benjamin Netanyahu. And I'm expecting any minute to hear that his car has been blown up by those evil Palestinian, Iranian, Jordanian terrorists.
Well, maybe he made a videotape ahead of time. Thanks,
Mike. That would be good. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. All right, so the phone lines are open again. Now, interestingly, South Africa is going to cut diplomatic ties with Israel. Now, when South Africa had its apartheid government, they were all buddy-buddy. In fact, South Africa almost bought a nuclear weapon from Israel. That paperwork was uncovered when the apartheid government collapsed and the new government came on in. But the new South African government is going to cut off diplomatic ties with Israel in protest of its treatment of the Palestinian people. So good for the South Africans on that one. Article out of ZeroHedge.com. The military-industrial complex is winning the guns versus butter war in America. And they're basically saying what I've been saying all along. We're in a wartime economy. The Pentagon thinks all the money should flow to it so it can destroy other countries that just annoy us. And shortly before the Soviet Union collapsed, their leader, and I think it may have been Brzezinski, said, I'm going to do the worst thing that could possibly happen to the United States. I'm going to take away your enemy. And, of course, the Soviet Union dissolved. And for a while, we were all buddy-buddy. That doesn't really sit well with the Pentagon. Their whole business is war, blowing things up. If there's no war, there's no money. There's no promotion. And even Trump's new GOP budget, the military got a bigger chunk of the increase than non-military spending. Now, Michael Pinto is out there predicting that rising rates by the Fed forecast insolvency and chaos on the horizon. They've about reached the end of what they can do here, and they're caught between a rock and a hard place. If they just start printing more money to inflate the debt away, then the rest of the world stops using the U.S. dollar. And right now, having the rest of the world use the U.S. dollar brings interest revenue into the United States, as well as gives the United States government hooks into the global economy. So we can't pay off the debts. We can't inflate them away. And that's why they're feeling a world war is what is needed. Now, Peter Schiff is out there saying we're ripe for a 1987-style crash. And I know the market was really down yesterday, but I think it was doing very well today. Let's see where it ended. And it ended, fell off the cliff there. When I'd checked it last, about an hour and a half before the close, it was up 200, but it just plunged. The Dow ended down 166. Bad sign, bad sign, bad sign. Article out of paulstramer.net. The end of the great fraud begins here and now. And he's basically talking about several overlapping factors that put us on the course to national insolvency. And, of course, one was the creation of the Federal Reserve and a usury-backed economic system. And then he points to 1933 and 34 when Franklin Roosevelt arbitrarily allowed foreign powers to presume that all of our trade names were instead U.S. foreign CITES trusts and subject to salvage for the debts of the bankrupt United States of America Incorporated. In other words, Roosevelt is the one who started saying we can pledge portions of the United States, the real property, as collateral on borrowing. Now, he wasn't really allowed to do that, again, because of that enclave clause in the Constitution. The federal government is only allowed to own land under federal buildings and under federal infrastructure like military bases, harbors, airports, that kind of thing. They're not allowed to own like all the wilderness lands. That's the collective property of we, the American people. And that was a large part of what was behind the Bundy Ranch standoff and the Malheur Wildlife Center standoff, was Americans trying to defend their constitutional ownership of that land collectively. Now, apparently, over at Breitbart, the U.S. government is trying to figure out how they're going to pay for all this infrastructure that needs to be repaired. And Trump has pledged a, unfortunately, way too small amount of money to try and deal with the problems of letting the nation just decay from all the neglect so they could spend the money on war. And they're talking about a 25 cent per gallon gas tax. That's not going to cover it. So now all of a sudden, the U.S. government is starting to say, well, you know something? We're going to start selling off government assets. Now, it's been done before. Reagan did it back in 1986 to pay for his tax cuts. But we could save a bunch of money. We could make a bunch of money selling off all those hundreds of U.S. military bases around the world. If we were to close down the Pentagon and just sell all the weapons to other countries, we could probably pay off all the bills, because that's the reason we're broke. For all these years, the U.S. government has been building all this military. If the money had been spent on this country instead of on the machinery of death, America would still be the greatest nation on earth. We're making the same mistake the Soviet Union did, war spending into bankruptcy. Now, down in Venezuela, they've launched their Petro cryptocurrency. It is a reality. It's been officially launched. It's in pre-sales right now, and they're hoping the new digital coin will boost the Venezuelan economy. But one of the issues that the U.S. has with it is that they see it as a threat to the U.S. financial and economic supremacy, because all of these blockchain digital currency systems are operating outside the U.S.-controlled financial transfer systems like SWIFT. And so the U.S. is starting to lose their hooks into the rest of the world's economies. And they don't like that one tiny bit at all. They want to control it all. And if you look at a terrible job they're doing here in the United States, you can understand why the rest of the world doesn't want to be controlled by the United States here. Somebody went on out at Post News and did a poll. Actually, it was Politico and Morning Consult poll, and the vast majority of Americans have not seen a larger paycheck in the wake of the tax overhaul. It was the ultra-rich who got the advantage, who got the cuts. Ordinary Americans are still struggling along, and that means they're not going to be going to the shopping malls. They're not going to be buying products. Now, Deutsche Bank, we've been hearing about them for a very, very long time. They've had all kinds of problems. And apparently, they're now being hit by a problem with their derivatives portfolio. They've got the world's biggest derivatives portfolio, and it is so large, the central banks cannot bail it out. Now, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, a derivative is a financial instrument that derives its value from the performance of another financial instrument. And one of the most common of these is called a credit default swap, which means if I go on out and I invest $1 million in some stock, and at the same time I buy a credit default swap for a small amount of money. It's like an insurance policy, so that if the company I've invested in goes out of business, the credit default swap will return at least part of my money to me. It's a loss mitigation strategy, or at least that's what it was supposed to be. But there are a lot of brokers who like to play with derivatives, and derivatives are not regulated the way regular insurance is. I can insure my home that I own. I don't really, but I rent, but I can't insure my neighbor's home. And of course, insurance companies are required to keep cash deposits on hand sufficient to handle a reasonably expected number of claims. Derivatives don't have those rules. You can buy derivatives on assets you don't actually own. And the companies selling these derivatives do not have to keep cash reserves on hand. That's what happened during the mortgage-backed security crash in 2008. Nobody expected those credit default swaps to ever be called on. Everybody was absolutely convinced the boom was going to continue and the market was going to go up and there wasn't going to be a problem. And some of the companies that were driven out of business in that crash were driven out of business by their derivatives exposure. So it looks like Deutsche Bank is in serious, serious trouble right now. And if the stock market continues to slide, we're going to start seeing some derivatives kick in over here as well. Now, Putin has guided Russia to export a record-breaking 50 million tons of grain. And, of course, it's very popular around the world. It's good grain. It's grown in what the Russians like to call black earth, very rich with nutrients. And, of course, Russia bans GMOs. So those countries, those customers who don't want GMO, they're going to Russia to buy product. Getting on over into Europe, things are getting very tense there. Hungary is backing Poland as the Visegrad group retaliates against Brussels. There's a big fight going on over there. Macron is now promising to get tough on migration. He wants to tighten the immigration laws. Nigel Farage has slammed George Soros' $30 billion anti-democracy fund. That's what Farage calls it, because that's exactly what it is. George Soros doesn't believe in the will of the people or the voters having any say. He continues to pour all that money to defeat Brexit or to reverse it. And that is anti-democratic because the British voters made their will known. They want out of the EU. Soros wants them back on in. And I think probably a lot of people can be forgiven for wondering why this man is allowed to just mess around with our planet like it's his personal toy. Just because he's rich? He's certainly not elected to any office of government. He just has all this money, and he just thinks it gives him a right to mess around with countries and the people living in them. Now, another article out of the New American. Apparently, there was this creepy world government summit, and there was this happened this month on the Arabian Peninsula. And that is its real name, the World Government Summit. And they're openly out there saying it's time for the new world order. And the speakers were out there saying that liberty, self-government, and America First agendas are in the crosshairs. That part about liberty is a red warning sign. They're talking about a global dictatorship under a single global dictator. That has to be stopped. So they're out there having their big meetings and their conferences, and they're talking about the New World Order and how great things will be under the New World Order, and it will be for them, for those people at the top. But it will be a terrible existence for everybody else. Now, Bulgaria is now demanding border controls across the European Union are dropped as soon as possible, and said the Schengen area should be extended to the very edge of Europe. So basically, you've got these four states are being ordered by a fifth state to remove border controls. This is a contentious issue. This could tear the EU apart. But everybody on the ground, they're fed up with all this nonsense. Apparently in Paris, there was a major fight. In fact, it was described as virtually a medieval battle. And it was fought with knives, no guns, but they came out there with knives. And apparently these two rival groups belonging to Paris's Tamil community came on out and basically fought each other to the death, or at least very, very close to it. Now, again in Paris, and this one may make you a little ill. Apparently, four people were arguing about money at a Clichy-sous-Bois apartment in an eastern Paris suburb on Sunday, and the quarrel escalated into a brawl, at which point three men reportedly attacked the fourth, biting off his lower lip and the ear in the process. Now, the victim of the attack managed to escape and call for help. The attackers apparently swallowed these bits of flesh they bit off the other guy, and these are all refugees from Cape Verde, an island nation off the northwest coast of Africa. So how's that global, that globalism refugee thing working out for you? We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, here in the United States of America, MS-13, which is this vicious, vicious gang, they have now spread to 22 states, fueled by 300,000 illegal immigrants, DACA recipients, allowed into this country under the Obama administration. And so far, apparently, they're being charged with all these major crimes, including 207 murders. Now, the fact that MS-13 is now in our country in such numbers, and by the way, they're major drug dealers, that's a good reason for the Second Amendment. Somebody said that, guns aren't useful. Yeah, guns are going to discourage these gang members from making trouble where you are. Like I said, get rid of these gun-free zone signs and say half the people in this apartment complex are armed. You figure out which ones. Let's take a phone call here from Scott in Oklahoma. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how's it going, Mike?
Going pretty good today.
Doing all right? Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on the that Florida shooting thing. I don't know if I haven't looked at your website today. I just come through the door a few minutes ago. About this the young kid that's all over the mainstream media. His last name is Hogg.
Yes.
Have you seen that? There's a YouTube video showing how he's being coached to say the things that he's been saying.
Well, YouTube has taken that video down now. They've even taken down the CBS video where they were using him for another story about a shooting out in California. So they're trying to retroactively cover this up. But it's the kid's blown. He's burned. We all know what he is and who he is.
I mean, it's amazing how stupid they are when it comes to their operation that they're doing. It all falls under, CIA mind warp stuff. But I wanted to make another comment to that guy earlier that was talking about, going with the armed revolution. I think that's probably not the first, second, or third step. I think there's avenues that haven't been pursued yet, like possibly a nationwide class action lawsuit against the media, and perhaps getting all of us to sign up on it and sue them for like $3 trillion or something.
Well, there's a problem with that. There's a problem with that. There is actually no law requiring the corporate media to tell the truth to their audience. And that was actually a bit of a shocker, but it came on out of another lawsuit called the Fox Synthetic Bovine Growth Hormone case. And what it basically was is Fox News assigned two reporters to do a puff piece story on Monsanto's synthetic bovine growth hormone. And these reporters went on out and saw how the hormone was being used and how it did make the cattle much larger. But then they started finding out this other negative information. Stay on the line, Scott. I'm going to bring you right back after station identification.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.